Welcome to Around the Ozarks, a public affairs program brought to you by your local Midwest Family Broadcasting Station. Here's your host, Scott Meyer.
And good morning and welcome this Sunday morning to another Around the Ozarks. I'm your host, Scott Meyer, the general manager here at the Midwest Family Radio Stations. And as we try to do each and every week, bring you a show that's worth listening to, hopefully more than once sometimes. The good news is we try to stay away from things all political, but we do talk with charities and local authors, and we always try to get in entrepreneurs because we like the business angles and what it's like to start your own business. But today we're going to do the charity conversation, and we're talking with a group that I'm getting to know better. I wasn't that aware of what they do. But this morning we've got Abby Pinniger from Pinniger Chevrolet. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
And sister from another mother, Alyssa Engel. Alyssa, I've got to read it from your card here. It says you're a licensed professional counselor.
That's right.
And you said that's on mental health.
Yes.
So we'll see how that goes over the course of today's show. But Alyssa is part of Dream Factory. Now, when I say part of, are you the, what are you of Dream Factory?
I'm the chapter president.
You're the chapter president.
Our area. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how long have you been doing that?
So they asked us to do it about 6 months ago, but within about over the last summer, about 3 months, we've been getting this chapter area together.
So when you say they asked us, you were part of Dream Factory?
Yes.
Prior, but what, as a board member or something? Or what?
No, my family was given a dream.
I'm sorry?
My family was given a dream.
Oh, they were. You were a receiver. Okay, mm-hmm. So now we've got to take a step back and talk about what is the Dream Factory. So what is the Dream Factory?
Well, Dream Factory is an organization that's been around since about 1980, and they provide dreams for families with chronically ill children, ages 3 to 18. So they provided one to my family. My brother, Cole, was 5 when we received the dream, and we took a trip to Disney World.
Okay.
The Dream Factory does so many things, though, because at that time, when I say I'm a dream recipient, it's because they involved the entire family. At that point, I was 20 years old, and my other brother...
No, I have to do the math. Hang on.
I'm 36.
I'm not that good at math. Don't worry about it.
At that point, my other brothers were 9 and 10.
Sure.
And Cole's dream was to get to see Bear in the Big Blue House, and it was live at Magic Kingdom at that point. And so we were referred by a speech therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sent in an application after we got the referral because we do have a process with that.
Okay.
And it was a seamless trip, and it really touched all of our hearts in that Cole had a tracheotomy, and he was on oxygen at the time, and he had a Mickey button, which is like a feeding tube. And so when we got to the airport, the oxygen was there. When we got off the plane, his feeding tube supplies were at the resort we were at. Everything that we needed was taken care of, and it was just easy. And it had been 4 years since he had been adopted, and I don't think that we had went on a trip because it was so cumbersome.
Sure.
And since then, we stay in contact with Dream Factory and go to their annual picnic in Osage Beach, and that's for this area. And we basically created a network of families and friends that we know through that and other kids that have gotten to go on dreams.
So that's the history of the Dream Factory for you mm-hmm. and your family.
Right.
First question that I'm sure comes to mind for many, I know it did for me, is you hear of Make-A-Wish and then you hear of Dream Factory. Mm-hmm. How do they differ?
Well, Dream Factory provides a dream for chronically ill children.
So Cole today is where?
He'll be 21 in 2 weeks.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good story. And that's a nice thing about what the Dream Factory is all about. It's not a competition between Make-A-Wish and, mm-hmm. and what Dream Factory does, but they do have two separate goals in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. We'll find out more here in just a minute. Abby Pinniger's here, and you brought her along. Abby, what's your connection with Dream Factory?
My son and I met Cole and Alyssa and their family at church. And Chance and Cole just struck this friendship. Probably Chance is now 12, maybe 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's obvious that Cole has some challenges. And it just was amazing to watch their friendship And then I got to know Cole's mom and Alyssa's mom, Donnine, and just their family touched me. And there's so many things that we all take for granted, getting up for church or school, putting kids getting teeth brushed and getting out the door. And it's hard enough for me and Chance and families to do that. But to see the challenges that Cole has, he's been in wheelchair in and out and things. And he communicates by sign. He does voice some things. And just that friendship and getting to know their family, it really opened our hearts to want to get to know them better and closer. And then through conversations, we heard about the Dream Factory and we heard the stories. And again, taking for granted us going on a trip and packing all of our things and not having to think about getting oxygen to a location or feeding tubes and things like that. It just touched my heart. And when the closest one was Cape Girardeau, and the need, you know, as Springfield
is
gets
everywhere.
Bigger,
sure.
And the need.
Right.
And so when Alyssa, the need came to start a chapter here in this area, she, you know, came to me and said, would you want to be part? And I said, absolutely, we want to be a part of it. So that's really, meeting them was the first time I had heard of Dream Factory. So then I kind of got to know it. And I just think it's one of those organizations that needs as many volunteers and publicity that we can get, and just to touch as many children that we can.
Oh, that's terrific. My guest this morning on Around the Ozarks, Abby Pinniger from Pinniger Chevrolet, and Alyssa Engel, whose brother Cole, adopted brother, not that that matters, but brother Cole has gone through the Dream Factory process. Were your folks aware of Cole's issues when he was adopted?
Yes.
Or did these come out of left field?
No, they called my parents about him when he was 4 months old, but they wanted to try to get a foster family in the St. Louis area to adopt him.
Mm-hmm.
However, they didn't expect him to have a long life expectancy, maybe not even past the first year. And so they waited. They called my parents back when he was 8 months old and said, we don't have any home for him. Would you consider taking him? And at that point, he was on a ventilator and a trach and a feeding tube. And my parents were like, well, we'll come see him. And they considered foster care a ministry in our family. And so they prayed about it and they went and saw him and, of course, fell in love because he's pretty adorable.
He's pretty lovable.
But that's an amazing story. I mean, you know, it's tough enough being a parent without putting yourself in a situation of 24/7, 365. Right. And that's really what they've done.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. And I'm sure for you, how many siblings?
So I have three brothers.
Okay. So the four of you, along with Cole.
No, I'm sorry. It's just there's three altogether. So
okay. So the four of you together, but the three of you and now a new brother at the time probably put a lot of things in perspective for you, especially at your age at that time.
It did. You know, I was 15 when he came into our home. And, you know, it makes you look at every child differently and special needs as not that big of a deal. And honestly, Dream Factory to me is such a blessing to everyone who comes in contact with them, because the families that we have met through Dream Factory that have their own disabilities or life-threatening illnesses are all so different, but it just gives you a different level of compassion.
Now, Dream Factory, I did a little research on Dream Factory before we had our conversation today, and it appears it as an organization has been around nationwide around 1980, in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that the initial chapter here in Missouri was over in Cape Girardeau?
It's in Osage Beach, actually.
Okay, all right. But you got help from that group back then.
That's who sent us on our dream.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Given all the kids in a state with, you know, 8 million people, they chose your family.
That's true. Well, there is like a Kansas City chapter in St. Louis, but Osage Beach was definitely closest to us. But I agree.
No, that's really amazing. So those... You remember that, and that's made you a part of who you are today. What kinds of things does Dream Factory need now? Is the chapter here in Springfield? What counties does that cover, and who does that take in?
We're still working on our boundaries lines as far as that go, but we'll do anything, you know, from Osage Beach all the way, you know, probably to the Oklahoma and Arkansas state lines.
Okay, so they have chapters there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and you've got volunteers that are part of your board. You have a board of directors?
Yes. We have about 11 on our board.
Okay. And so you've had to start this thing from scratch, or has there been like a franchise?
It's from scratch, but luckily, and it's such a blessing to us, Osage Beach is going to grant us our first dream. Mm-hmm. So they're paying for our first dream, but each dream costs about $6,000.
That's incredible. I'm just trying to get to the history of this. So they did all this work for your brother 20 years ago? 15 years ago, 16 years ago. So in that 16-year period, you've been in the periphery of working with Dream Factory, or have you been involved with them only from afar?
You know, we've been involved with them. Like, they have their yearly golf tournament up in Osage Beach, and then we do the yearly picnic. Honestly, my brother has had ups and downs with his health so much that when they finally came to us in the last year, he was doing so much better that mm-hmm. – because my mom is on our board as well, so that we all felt like, okay, well, this is a good time to do it.
Okay. And it's too bad Cole isn't here. I'd love to meet him.
We will have to bring him.
Absolutely. We've had on the show a couple of times.
He's a star everywhere he goes.
I bet he is. Really, we had a remember that, Brian, when we had somebody with special needs that was here in the and he was amazing. It was amazing. And autistic. He was very autistic and really gravitated to radio. Actually, he kind of took over the show for a little bit.
Yeah,
it was really fun. Well, you're here to help, wanting our help, and obviously we want to assist in a fundraiser. And the fundraiser looks to happen on September 28th.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
So on September 28th, we are having our first annual pickleball tournament at Twin Oaks Country Club from 6 to 8. It's going to be $25 per person if you pay by the 20th of September. It's $30 after that. And there'll be light appetizers served, and then drinks will be available for purchase.
Now, everybody out there doesn't know what pickleball is. Many probably heard of it by now, but pickleball kind of found its way here from Florida, to the best of my knowledge. And there's only a couple of places in town where there's actual pickleball facilities, but one is Twin Oaks. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm a tennis player, and that's how I started. When people ask me about pickleball, I say it's a cross between tennis and ping pong, mm-hmm. really. I mean, it's like ping pong on steroids. I mean, it's just you're basically playing ping pong.
On a court.
On a court.
I mean, you're standing on the court as opposed to standing by the court.
You can make four pickleball courts from one tennis court, basically. Mm-hmm. And Twin Oaks has done, if you play pickleball, you've probably played at Twin Oaks. They've done a tremendous job. They've got eight courts there. So when we talked about our first event to raise money, we were trying to think of different things, and we are just starting. We're small and trying to think of something that would gather a lot of people, and I thought, well, pickleball, because it's one of those things you can play competitive and get out there and really play, but you can also get out there and play and never have played before and enjoy it and have fun. That's kind of how I started playing pickleball with my son. You know, and Chance, he's pretty athletic, and so he can play tennis, but it's not as fun to play tennis with someone that's never played tennis before. Pickleball.
And it's
all
a
ages.
Heck of a lot better on your knees, especially
yes.
if you're an old guy like
Absolutely.
I am. My guests this morning at Around the Ozarks are Alyssa Engel, who is the chair, is that fair? Is that mm-hmm. chair of the Dream Factory here in southwest Missouri, and a good friend and helper in this project, Abby Pinneger from Pinneger Chevrolet. We'll be back with the second half of the show here in just a moment. You're listening to Around the Ozarks in the Midwest Family Radio Stations.
Springfield criminals are lazy, like Will here. Will woke up at the crack of noon, put on his favorite Steely Dan shirt, and walked down to the gas station to get his day started. He didn't particularly have a path planned out for his day until you were a pal and helped him out. I mean, how could Will resist himself? You made it so easy. You left your car running with the keys in it and the doors unlocked. You might as well put a bow on it. This was no criminal conspiracy or masterful execution of Grand Theft Auto. No. Will opened an unlocked car door and was gone in seconds.
Yeehaw!
Criminals like Will will always want easy money. And the one thing you can't afford to be with people like Will in the world is lazy.
This is Officer Laughlin, the Springfield Police Department. 1 second and the press of a button can stop most auto thefts. Last year, over 1,600 cars were stolen in Springfield alone. In nearly 600 of those cases, either the vehicle was left running or the keys were left inside. Remember, lock it to stop it.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes that no matter what you do in this life, you keep doing. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the second half of Around the Ozarks. I'm your host this morning, Scott Meyer, the general manager here at the Midwest Family Stations. And this morning, we are joined by one Abby Penninger from Penninger Chevrolet, and also what has become, I guess, a very good friend and friend of the family, Alyssa Engel. No, not related to Laura Engel, not that Engel, but Alyssa Engel, who's the chairman of the Dream Factory, president. What is the title? Let me get it right.
So, chapter president.
Chapter president. Yeah. What in her case, the big honcho for the Dream Factory that's been set up now here in Springfield. Is it the Springfield chapter or is it the Southwest Missouri chapter?
It's Southwest Missouri, so that would okay. cover.
And they're deciding right now, quite frankly, on how much area that covers. Let's talk a little bit more about Dream Factory for those that just don't fully understand what mm-hmm. it can be and how they can affect use of it. Because mm-hmm. there's folks listening this morning, I'm sure, that are in a situation like you were with your adopted brother when you first heard of Dream Factory and used their services. So if they're listening this morning, almost from scratch, take them into where this thing came from and why. What's the why for Dream Factory?
The why for Dream Factory is to provide dreams for chronically ill children.
So chronically ill kids. Mm-hmm. So kids in really tough shape, mm-hmm. but not necessarily on a pathway to non-recovery.
No. I mean, sometimes there are children with type 1 diabetes, because that's something that's going to be lifelong, mm-hmm. or someone with tetralogy of Fallot, which is a heart condition.
Well, you mentioned one of the greatest things that occurred when your family was awarded the dream to go to Disney, mm-hmm. Disney World or Disneyland?
Disney World.
Disney World. Disney World. Was that they made it very easy to move your brother mm-hmm. From site to site, because at the time he was needing lots of different care.
Right. So it even came down to the rental car had a car seat built in. The resort that we stay at is in connection with Dream Factory called Give Kids the World. It's a resort in Kissimmee, Florida. Mm-hmm. And it is a handicap accessible, completely funded resort. When you go eat dinner at this resort, there's no payment. Everything's covered. There's a sundae shop and you just go in and you say, I want ice cream, and they put 10 cherries on top, and there's no bounds to it. And mm-hmm. it's kind of like every kid's dream. And then you go back to your room at night and Mayor Clayton, the bunny, might be there with cookies and lemonade. It's, you know, just exciting.
And the whole family went on this trip, right?
Yes.
Does that happen every time?
It typically, yes, for ones like this. Now, if it's a specific dream, it might be different. You know, someone else's dream a few years ago was that he would be able to run down to the lake like his siblings. And mm-hmm. so they created a concrete pathway that was curvy all the way down to the lake so he could take his wheelchair down to the lake. And so it depends on what each child's dream is.
So you've been involved now for some time mm-hmm. Before the chapter was actually established.
Right. Can
you tell us about a story that really touched your heart beyond just your brother?
So last year we went to the Dream Factory annual picnic, and there was a little guy there. He was 19 now, but very young looking. And they had a dance party, and my daughter was there. And Dream Factory really touched her heart, which is so good for her. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to do a dance party, and he had cerebral palsy and could only stand on his knees and dance. And she just got in there and danced with him, and it was such a neat experience because she sees no bounds mm-hmm. to disabilities. But then his own story was so great. He wanted to surf forever. He could not stand on his own. So I think last year he went and they strapped him on a surfboard, and professional surfers taught him how to surf in Florida.
Is
and that
that
was
her
his dream.
Faith?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. I can only imagine. That's, parents must have been a little terrified about that. Maybe
you know,
not.
They had a life jacket. They made sure everything was safe.
Okay.
But just the joy was really neat.
No, that is neat. That's how many of these do you provide a year?
It depends on the chapter. You know, I think our goal this year is to hopefully do 2 to 3 dreams mm-hmm. this year.
Okay. So if folks are listening out there and they think, man, this is something that'd be really cool mm-hmm. for my family, we have a situation not unlike mm-hmm. the ones that you're talking about. What do they need to do? What kind of hoops do they have to jump through to find their way into at least being considered?
Well, you usually need to be referred by someone, say like a therapist, you know, speech pathologist, something like that. Mm-hmm. It's www.dreamfactoryinc.org. There should be an application or a referral application there. Mm-hmm. And then once we get the referral from whoever it comes from, we send out the application for the family to fill out. And it has to be taken to a doctor's office, and the doctor has to verify that the patient has these diagnoses.
Okay. And it's got to be a difficult process. Who's part of the process that decides who gets to go and who doesn't, or gets to have a fulfillment in the case of the dancing? And
so as a board, we get together. We try to get together once a month. And if we have a dream that comes in, we're going to get together and vote on that dream. We're going to go through each dream and see, you know, where the greatest need is. And so then we vote as a board.
It's a lot of pressure.
So
the big question is always, especially in an area with over 1,200 charities, mm-hmm. which we have here in Springfield, which is for most communities this size is about double. Mm-hmm. It's really a giving community, has been anyway, and it has quite a history of that. What's the biggest need? Is it simply money or is it help too?
I mean, yes, both. We always could use volunteers. That's always great. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, definitely we're looking to fundraise as much as we can, to give as much as we can. 85% of all funds will go back to the dreams.
85%. Mm-hmm. That's excellent.
And then the rest will go to, you know, just the cost of whatever fundraiser we're doing.
Sure. Well, there's always administrative costs, but that's it's great to hear a number like that.
Volunteer, so there's no salaries or anything like that.
Alyssa Engel, the president of the Dream Factory chapter here in southwestern Missouri, and good friend Abby Pinneger from Pinneger Chevrolet are both here talking about their most favorite subject these days, other than their children, right, which is the Dream Factory. So it started out in 1980. Mm-hmm. Why is it so unknown, and what else can we do to make it more well-known? Because I must tell you, you know, I'm in the business where we're in front of these things all the time, but this is the first I'd ever heard of the Dream Factory.
You know, I'm not really sure why it's so unknown. I think, you know, our headquarters are in Louisville, Kentucky. I know we're in several other states. It just might be in our area that we're not as big. And like in Louisville, Kentucky, there's not that many staff at headquarters. Mm-hmm. Like it's mainly ran by the volunteers of each chapter. And so I'm not sure why other than that.
So for you, is this a full-time position?
No.
So you're doing this purely on a volunteer basis?
Yes.
Wow, that's a big chunk out of your life.
But, you know, it's just we're supposed to give back. And I feel like they provided so much for my family and just the joy that we had on our trip and the joy that and just the relaxation for that time. Because when you have a chronically ill child, mm-hmm. it is a full-time job and it is stressful and draining and
sure, for everybody. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about providing dreams for children, it sounds like children can be from
ages 3 to 18.
3 to 18. Okay. So that's a pretty wide swath of mm-hmm. opportunity.
Right.
If Cole were sitting here now and was, you said he had some difficulty speaking?
Right. He's nonverbal. He signs.
Okay.
Everything.
But if he were here signing right now, what would he tell us about that experience?
Cole likes to talk about himself, I would say.
Yes.
And he would laugh, you know. I think he would say, really, we had sponsors, because every dream you have a sponsor that gives you their dream. And so they've become like grandparents mm-hmm. and their family. And so I think he would say he loves Doris and Larry, and they're the sponsors in Osage Beach for him. And
so actually the people that are involved in making it happen stay part of the whole plan as you go forward?
Yes. So Cole was in the hospital 2 years ago, and they contacted my parents all the time. Anytime that Cole's ever had any major surgery, they, you know, send a note, send something.
That's pretty special after this many years.
It's not what I've learned. It's not just the dream. It's the connection with the people. Mm-hmm. Like they go to every year, there's a picnic, and and so they see people, if not once a year, a few times a year. So it's a community, not just the dream that's awarded. You become family, and it's the community and the things that you learn together.
That's phenomenal. You don't hear that all the time.
Absolutely.
With anything like this, where it's a continuation and the constant giving, and in this case, I guess, the giving of love.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty amazing. All right, we were talking in the first part of the show about one of the fundraisers. It's a first annual pickleball tournament. And Abby, you were good enough to explain pickleball a little bit. It's a fast action game, but the opportunity here is on the 28th of September. Mm-hmm. And where?
At Twin Oaks Country Club, Saturday the 28th, 6 to 8. You can come. It's usually, pickleball is usually played in doubles. Mm-hmm. So if you have a partner, you can sign up together. You can just sign up yourself and we can find a partner for you. If you need a paddle, we'll provide all equipment if you don't have it. So if you've played, great, come play and be really competitive. If you haven't played and you just want to come and learn about it and have fun, come and learn about it. You can get more information. We're on Facebook, Dream Factory, SWMO. There's information there about Dream Factory, about the tournament. Anything you need, you can sign up online, pay online, or send a check.
What are some other ways, other events? Do you have other events during the course of the year, or are you just now starting to plan
those things?
We're just starting.
We've got a couple ideas, nothing for sure yet. Mm-hmm. We've started this chapter in the last 60 days, and we just needed to kind of jump in with both feet, get a fundraiser together, because we need funds. It's all about funds to fund a dream. So we're jumping in with this first.
Well, it's a wonderful cause. I hope you'll allow us here at Midwest Family to be a big part of that effort.
We would love it.
It looks like the kind of thing that we really like, which is able to really make a difference.
Yeah.
There's so many places that get money from elsewhere in the country or what have you, or send money away. I'm assuming now, but all the money raised here stays in Southwest Missouri.
Absolutely.
And all the families that are served are here in Southwest Missouri,
yes,
correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. So is there a phone? Did we give a phone number too?
I can.
Okay. What is that?
417-459-9984.
Okay. And what do they get when they call that number?
They'll get my voicemail.
They do. Okay.
They
but
do.
You're great at returning calls, I'm sure.
I am.
And if volunteers want to get involved, the same thing?
Same thing. They call 417-459-9984.
Okay. Or find us on Facebook.
Or find us on Facebook. That is beneficial too.
Has it been? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's great. Before we run out of time, is there anything that we hadn't talked about with relationship to what your needs are right now that we can throw in here at the end?
We would love if there's any other, we love Midwest Family being involved. If there's other organizations that would like to be a sponsor of the tournament, we would love that. We love players. Just come get involved, hear about it, and have some fun.
No, it sounds great. It's it's a neat organization, and I love the why. The why is so strong. Again, the website can be found. It's go slow because it's one of those ones where they might have to write it down.
Okay. It's www.dreamfactoryinc.org.
.org. Okay. Inc.org. And Dream Factory is actually spelled the way you would spell Dream Factory,
right,
which doesn't always happen. I want to thank both of my guests this morning, both Alyssa Engel, president of Dream Factory of Southwestern Missouri. Alyssa, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much.
And certainly Abby Pinneger, thanks for jumping on board and helping
out. Absolutely.
It's got to make you feel really good as well.
So glad to be a part of it.
Especially when you have healthy kids. Right?
Yes.
That's another part of it. That's why these things are so important. You've been listening to Around the Ozarks this beautiful Sunday morning. And if you missed any of this morning's program, you can always hear the entire program if you go to our website at mwfmarketing.fm and you click on the button at the top of the page for ATO Around the Ozarks. There's a drop down. And you can hear all about the Dream Factory from the beginning of this morning's show to the very end from anywhere at any time. I want to thank my great producer, Brian. He always does a great job. Thanks, Brian. Keeps me on time. And I want to thank all of you for being part of Around the Ozarks this morning. You're listening to ATO, and you always find it here on the Midwest Family Broadcasting Stations. Have a great Sunday morning.
Thank you for joining us for Around the Ozarks, a public affairs program brought to you by your local Midwest Family Broadcasting Station. Listen again next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. Find this and all other segments of Around the Ozarks at mwfmarketing.fm.